Our learning tonight is sponsored by Ira Cooper in memory of his father, Pinchas ben Yehuda, Zichrono Levracha. The Shiloh of the week this week that I want to discuss is the following. Someone purchased a new home, and they said they are not ready to move into their new home just yet. They're going to be doing some construction on the house before they are ready to move in. And the question was, when should I put up a mezuzah? Obviously, putting up a mezuzah is an important mitzvah, but if I purchased a house and I'm only going to be doing construction before I move into the house, at what point should I put up the mezuzah? So, in order to understand that question, we have to look at actually a siman in Yoredeya and another in Orach Chaim. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, siman Resh Pei Tes, at the very beginning of Sif Aleph, he says that when you are making a bracha on a mezuzah, you should not do so b'shas k'siva. The sofer does not make a bracha when he is writing the mezuzah, but rather you do so at the point that you are putting up the mezuzah. And he says the bracha that you recite is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedeshanu Mezuzah V'Tzivanu Likpoa Mezuzah. You make that bracha and then you immediately nail the mezuzah into the doorpost. That is the halacha as expressed by the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Resh Pei Tes. Now, there's an important qualification of this that is mentioned by the Magen Avraham. Now, how did the Magen Avraham qualify this? The Magen Avraham did not write a commentary on Yoredeya. The Magen Avraham's commentary is exclusively on the Orach Chaim section of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham is commenting on a parallel halacha that appears in Orach Chaim Siman Yud Tes. This is not the halachos of mezuzah, but it is the halachos of tzitzis. And Siman Yud Tes of Orach Chaim is devoted to the question of Zman Birkas Tzitzis, when should you make a bracha on tzitzis? Here the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Tzitzis chovas gavrahu, velo chovas mona. Tzitzis is an obligation for the individual and not for the garment. In other words, if the garment is just sitting in your drawer, there's no obligation to attach tzitzis to it. Specifically, if you want to wear a four-cornered garment, you are obligated to attach tzitzis to it. He elucidates, shekol zman she'eino lo v'shatalis, pater mi tzitzis. Anytime you're not wearing the tzitzis, again, if it's just sitting in your drawer, if it's just sitting in your closet, you don't need to affix tzitzis to it. It's specifically if you plan on wearing it. And then the Shulchan Aruch discusses, the Mechaber says, one more ramification of this. Ulefikach, he says, and therefore, eino mevarech al asiyas tzitzis. You don't make a bracha when you are affixing the tzitzis. You don't make a bracha when you're tying the tzitzis. She'ein mitzvah ela bilavishaso. Because the mitzvah is only when you put on the tzitzis. When do you make a bracha on tzitzis? You make a bracha indeed when you're putting on the tzitzis. This is a halacha that we know from a young age. We make the bracha when we don the tzitzis, not when we are tying the strings. And the Magen Avraham in Sifkatan Aleph on this Siman in Shulchan Aruch notes that there seems to be a little bit of a disconnect or there seems to be some dissonance between the halachos of mezuzah and the halachos of tzitzis. When it comes to mezuzah, we do indeed make the bracha when you are affixing the mezuzah to the door. And yet here, when it comes to tzitzis, you do not make the bracha when you are tying the tzitzis to the beget. So why is it? Why is it when it comes to mezuzah, you do indeed make the bracha when you are nailing the mezuzah into the door? And the Magen Avraham says, it must be describing a standard circumstance in which you are affixing the mezuzah to the door when you are about to move into the home. Or he suggests, perhaps you already live in the home, and at that moment you are putting on the mezuzah. But in theory, the Magen Avraham says, if there is a circumstance where you are not living in the home yet, he appears to say that that would not be an appropriate time for putting on the mezuzah. And that is cited by the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Dalet. He says, "V'hu hadin b'mezuzah, similarly by mezuzah, d'kai malon chovas hadarhi." That's an important principle in the laws of mezuzah, that mezuzah is an obligation upon the person living in the house. It's not if you have some absentee landlord, that's not their obligation. It's the person who's living there. It's a chovas hadar. And because the obligation is upon the person who is living in the house, in lavarech al ha-mezuzah, rakeshu nichnas lodur behabayis tekaf umiyad. He says you should only make the bracha in a circumstance when you are affixing the mezuzah with intent that you are about to move into the home. To azhu mamish dumya to atifa, he says, then it is actually similar to putting on a talis. You're putting on a talis, you're moving into the home. In each circumstance, you're getting usage from the cheftza shel mitzvah, if you will. You're getting usage from the mitzvah item, and therefore it's an appropriate time to do the mitzvah. Or he says, kishakvar darba, or if you're living there already, that is the time to affix a mezuzah. So the simple answer would be, if I'm doing construction and I'm not ready to move into the house, then I would hold off on affixing the mezuzah. I certainly wouldn't be able to make a bracha, and I would wait until the moment that I'm moving in. The question is going to be, how exactly do we define moving in? If I'm really just doing construction and I'm not moving anything in, then clearly I have not moved into the house. What about a very common scenario where, let's say, I'm going to be moving all of my furniture and possessions into the house before I myself am ready to move into the home? At what point would we say you've moved in? Is it the point that you've moved all of your stuff into the house? Is it the point that you as a person start living in the house? How would we define moving in to a home as far as mezuzah is concerned? Be'ezrat Hashem, that's a shaila we will discuss over the course of this week.